at your bottom of the sea from the Florida sunshine tree.
And remember, breakfast without corny stews is like a day without sunshine.
Follow Elizabeth on Twitter right now, keyword Food Nation Radio, and visit ElizabethDoherty.com for restaurant reviews, recipes, her blog, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Sorry, I was given a peace sign.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, there's somebody in the next studio is just saying hi. You know?
Okay, focus.
All right, we have an interview with Uncle Matt, who produces oranges and orange juice in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And really the old style. You know, back before malathion and all those other things that we
DDT.
Don't really need to talk about right now.
Okay.
But I got to tell you, I mean, generations in my family history, we've been talking about politics and citrus and we're more than willing to talk about it now, but first let's talk to Uncle Matt. Hey everybody, we're back. You're listening to Food Nation Radio Network. We have Uncle Matt from Uncle Matt's Organics on the phone. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful today. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, the reason we wanted to talk with you is there's a GMO labeling bill on the table in the state legislature in Florida, and a lot of it has to do with the orange industry and the field testing that's going on right now with genetically modified oranges. Since you are an organic company, I wanted to get your impressions on what you think of that.
Well, obviously, in organics, we're not allowed to use genetically modified organisms, and we don't believe in them. I think that organic is a better way to farm, and they're not needed. So, obviously, if somebody else wants to use GMOs, it's at their discretion, but it wouldn't be in favor in our farm.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know, they talk about this greening that's going on. Have you been affected by that a lot?
We have been affected. I would say just about every grove in the state, whether conventional or organic, has been affected with it. And we're all trying to deal with it in whatever means we feel is the best way to heal the tree.
How do you deal with it?
Well, you know, organic is a holistic approach. I mean, we really focus on building a healthy soil first, which then would release more micronutrients and help the plant build its own immune system to defend against that pest. We also then have things that we, organic pesticide, like a neem product that comes from the neem tree.
Right.
That we can spray on that will deter the vector. The little psyllid is what spreads the greening disease, and it's similar to the mosquito with malaria. So we spray natural derivatives, naturally derived organic products to deter. And then we also focus on soil health to build the tree's nutrition, increase its own immune system. So those are what an organic guy would do. Conventionally, they spray much harsher pesticides that will kill that psyllid, and it also kills the beneficials, the ladybugs, and the parasitic wasps and things like that that we try and build biological controls within our orchards and our groves so that, you know, they naturally defend themselves against that psyllid.
So I'm just wondering why they wouldn't take a more natural approach. I don't really understand why they want to spend so much money and so much time to get genetically modified oranges on the market when you seem to be able to do it without doing all that.
Well, nobody has the silver bullet yet. We do believe that organically we have a healthier tree and we are able to defend ourselves against pathogens and unknown bacteria and disease better than the conventional system. We truly believe that, and I think we're showing it in some of our orchards out there.
Are there certain kinds of oranges that are naturally more resistant?
We have observed that there are a couple varieties and a couple rootstocks that seem to be a natural deterrent to the psyllid and do not have greening in them. And one of them is the old line Temple Orange.
Yeah.
The Temple Orange is showing to have more resistance than other varieties to the greening disease. Now, whether that can be applied to many other varieties, you know, could you grow Valencia on a Temple or could you grow a grapefruit on a Temple and what would that look like? I don't know, but that's our observation. We have seen some varieties in rootstocks. The Clio rootstock also seems to have just less greening wherever it is in our observation.
Well, that's really interesting because we've been trying to figure out how you're able to do this, but yet they say that they have this huge blight and they need to do things differently through the chemistry lab. So we really appreciate you talking about this. And can you tell people where they can find your organic orange products?
Well, we're sold in health food stores like Whole Foods, local stores, I think, over there in the St. Pete area, like Rolling Oats also. You can find us in Publix. You'll find our fresh organic citrus and blueberries and I think avocados and even a little bit of peaches. In the produce section, you'll also find our juice over in the refrigerated juice section.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time.
No problem. So we hope that the state takes the approach of labeling GMOs so the consumer has a chance to decide for themselves whether they want to be part of the experiment.
Yeah. What do you think about the fact that the legislatures aren't really responding to calls for a position on this?
Well, I mean, it's not really surprising, in my opinion, because it's a controversial topic, especially from food manufacturers to agriculture. So, you know, I think if it's a controversial topic, most people will step away from the controversy. So we just got to continue to tell them and educate them about the consumer's right. After all, they're public servants. They work for us, the people, the last time I checked in America. So just continue to tell them that, you know, this is what we want. And when critical mass is hit, hopefully they listen to the constituents or they get replaced.
And they are doing some good things with hybridization and breeding, and that's all good. But what we seem to be seeing is with the soy and the corn and some of the other genetically modified crops, they end up becoming resistant anyway to some of these things. And then also they have throw off of other unintended consequences. So I'm all for the organic option.
I'm 100% in your camp. I don't want to be part of the food experiment. If they could prove to me that it wouldn't cause some kind of allergic reaction in my body or destroy flora in my stomach or things like that, then, you know, I think long-term you could prove that, all right, these things are safe. But there's just too many questions around it for me, and I'm not anti-science.
Right.
But I just like the way Mother Nature intended is the way I'd like to see my food grown.
Absolutely. From a true Florida grower, Uncle Matt from Uncle Matt's Organics, thanks for appearing on the show today.
Hey, anytime. I appreciate the opportunity.